It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. A population equivalent to a medium-sized city is now on the move in Southern California. As many as 500,000 people have been told to flee the area's wildfires. More fires broke out overnight, and three big fires north of Los Angeles are close to merging. That's just one of the trouble spots. The flames affect seven counties with millions of residents, and the worst of the damage right now is in San Diego County, where we begin our coverage with NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Throughout the night across San Diego County, mass evacuations continued as firefighters struggled to stay ahead of the flames. Wildfires roared into communities stretching from the Mexican border to the county's outlying suburbs 90 miles to the north. Fleeing residents were directed to nearby shopping centers. Hundreds took refuge at larger shelters hastily set up at the famous Del Mar Racetrack and Qualcomm Stadium, home of the San Diego Chargers. Soon after opening yesterday, the community center in the city of Poway was full. Officials had to turn people away and focus their attention on getting enough cots, blankets, and food to the 500 people jammed inside.
Tonight we have, for your dining pleasure, chicken barbecue sandwiches or beef ribs if you hurry.
Mary Lee Boyack is the vice mayor of Poway.
We're called the city in the country. Poway is called the city in the country. And we take care of our own.
Poway's beloved countryside, hundreds of acres of parks and open space, dry and brittle from several years of bone-dry weather, provided plenty of fuel for the fire, which destroyed at least 60 homes in the city. The destruction was eerily reminiscent of the firestorms that hit San Diego County in the late fall of 2003. The so-called Cedar Fire killed 22 people and destroyed more than 3,600 homes. Poway resident Herb Allen's home survived that fire, but he's not so sure about this one. Instead of worrying, though, Allen found comfort in a quiet corner of the community center, turning his thoughts into poetry.
Let's all be thankful for most past favors. Sheriff volunteers are real saviors. The Poway Center's a true blessed place. When in need of help, it is no disgrace.
A few miles from the center, firefighters worked into the evening mopping up hot spots in the smoldering remains of burned homes. As the sun slipped behind the surrounding hillsides, the smoky brown sky turned several shades of orange. San Diego firefighter John Gates wiped his bloodshot eyes. He said crews worked all day to save houses.
We just did the best we could and picked the houses that we thought we could save and save them, you know, a lot of them. And at the same time, breaks your heart when, you know, one right next door burns to the ground.
San Diego County authorities don't have an exact count of the losses, but they estimate that more than 600 burned. To the north in neighboring San Bernardino County, another 133 homes were lost in the mountain resort of Lake Arrowhead. In all, 14 fires raged over a 350-square-mile area. Yesterday, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger toured much of the region from the beach community of Malibu to San Diego's Fire Command Center. Schwarzenegger says he spoke with President Bush two times and has been assured that any needed resources to fight the fire will be provided. But the governor says what's needed most only Mother Nature can provide.
I think that what we need is the weather to change. We need rain, we need the wind to stop, and we need it to get wet out there. That's what we need right now.
Weather forecasters say that's not about to happen anytime soon. Hot, dry, windy conditions are expected to continue today. Meanwhile, evacuated residents like Paul Chernyshev are waiting to find out if their home survived.
Watching the fire go up and down the mountain, you know, absolutely powerless to do anything. That was the worst thing. It's only like out of a horror movie or something. Yeah, absolutely crazy.
But Chernyshev and thousands more like him will have to wait a lot longer until authorities are willing to let them back into their scorched neighborhoods. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Diego.